Bong.
Accidentally poured the new tea into the old tea.
And was that a flavor explosion?
I guess we'll see, because it was mint tea, and I made it, mixed it with rooibos.
That's could be the best thing ever. You never know. Hey there, welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We hate money. Well, not really, but we do realize that sometimes it can be a pain in the butt. And we're going to talk about, in this episode, all the things that we've come up with, all the ideas on how to deal with this thing, which can sometimes rule our lives.
Yeah, pick through other people's garbage.
That's one of them. Anyways, also, lots of Eurovision news for those who are super into it like we are. All that and more. Tip, tap, tip.
Woohoo! Fun, fun, fun. A cigarette and meet you outside soon.
Really? That's what the song makes you want to do?
They just said that. I just repeated everything they just said.
Okay. But you do really want a cigarette?
I liked smoking.
When you did smoke?
Yes, I did.
Last episode, I remember we opened the show because I listened to it a little while ago. We opened it with saying how you had just gotten over a sickness and that you had felt like you were getting sick again.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And then I did get sick again.
Yeah, super sick. Which is why we took a little bit of a break.
Cause I got the super flu that everybody got.
It was the worst. Like
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Speaking of smoking, there were some days where you sound like you smoked like 20 packs a day.
I sounded like a man. It wasn't even like sexy raspy. It was like this.
It's like, Eric, I'm ready. Let's do the show. I'm like, no, Rochelle, we can't do this show. Not with you sounding like that.
No,
but I'm good. That's basically it.
I think I started to like lose my voice because I was talking, but then nothing was coming out.
Yeah. It was not cool.
Not a good experience.
And somehow I managed to.
Anybody who has that nasty flu right now, I feel your pain. I feel your pain.
And if you do, you can blame Rochelle.
And my advice, take as many drugs as you possibly can.
Take all the drugs.
You know, like cold medicine. I'm not saying like take heroin for a cold
or flu. Would that do the trick though?
You wouldn't feel the pain, but you might die because you can't breathe with that snot plugged in you. And then,
So that being said,
Buckley's, just buy a bottle of Buckley's. I drank a whole bottle of Buckley's.
That little bottle that I gave you? Gone?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And like two packages of Fisherman's Friends. Right. So gross.
But the point is we are better and we're ready to do the show. We just mentioned that there's Eurovision news, but first of all, let's talk about money.
See, and you picked this topic and you sent it out to everybody saying that we're talking about this.
Yes.
Without even talking to me about it first.
You know why? Because
you're a dictator.
Well,
you're the dictator of Tip Tap Tip, and I'm just your little servant, and you'll be like, oh, she'll just fucking do whatever I tell her to do, right? That's what you think, right? Right?
No, because when I was writing the newsletter, which you can get on our website,
you're like, oh, I'll just send Rochelle the newsletter, and then she'll know.
No, I tried to run it past you, but you were napping on the couch, and I wanted to send it out, so.
Oh, so you couldn't wait.
I could not wait. I was that excited about it, Rochelle.
That doesn't make any sense. You're never that excited about anything.
I'm excited about all sorts of things.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You always wait as long as you possibly can.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's some things I'm excited about.
Like, oh, except for like getting a Slurpee. Like you'll do that right away.
I will do that right away.
But everything else, you just wait forever.
Oh my goodness. But is this what the show is going to be? It's like deconstructing Eric.
Yeah.
It's getting into Eric's
brain. I had a dream last night.
Yeah.
That you had like super brain powers and you never ever had to tell anybody or say anything to anybody. You would just like close your eyes and then like concentrate, and then you could get anybody to do anything with your super brain powers. And then I explained to other people, I was like, yeah, look at his head. It's because his head is massive. That's where it's all coming from. He doesn't ever have to say anything. He just thinks it. And then people feel it and they know it. It's like this energy pulsating out of your brain.
I should try that out.
I think that might be your superpower. Like you always say that your superpower is Mr. Sticky Man, but I think it is... I think it is super brain power, man.
Well, clearly, from my experience, that would make you my arch nemesis because my super brain power seems to have the opposite effect on you. I try and do something, you do the opposite because you're
because I know what your tricks are.
Okay. It's like, for example, Rochelle, how about we do the show? It's like, I'll do when I'm doing it. I'll do when I'm done the thing.
No, I told you I just wanted to like read this article and relax for a bit, okay?
I just want to read.
But yeah, your super brain powers do not work on me because I know how they work.
No, because for everybody else.
Because I'm like, okay, because like the little chubby parts on me, they just absorb your super brain power and they turn them all to mush.
And somehow it gets translated into super annoying power, right? Is that it?
Yeah. Get the, like a fly. Get the fuck out of here.
Like
I Rochelle, just swat you.
Rochelle, and all you're hearing is. Yeah.
So. Anyway, so yeah, so the topic is money. And I don't like talking about money very much.
Well, let's.
And I don't really understand. What do you want to talk about?
Well, my take on it is this. There's been situations in everybody's lives where, for one reason or another, they have to tighten their belt and they have to come up with creative ways in which to save money. Everybody's been through it. I think most people who've gone through college have come up with creative ways to save money because they have little, if any, money in which to spend on, you know, bills, rent, et cetera, et cetera.
I don't think it's saving money. I think it's actually just
having any money.
Yeah, like not having very much money, so you're broke.
Exactly. You're perpetually broke.
Like you're not talking about putting money into savings.
No. I had no savings at all when I was in college. I was it's funny because I look back on it now and I look at how modestly I lived. It's funny because for the amount of money,
and then you blame everything on me because I buy it.
Here's what I can't figure out. maybe you can help me out with this. Is for as little money as I spent on rent, for as little money as I spent on bills, et cetera, I somehow managed to go out drinking a lot. Maybe that's a college thing, or maybe
you had priorities.
Priorities, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I remember there was one time.
Like, was eating a priority?
Well, it was. No, but
you just went and got a $2 slice of pizza.
No, I would. Let me see. What were the kind of things that I would eat when I was living on my own in my early 20s? You'll be shocked and disgusted by some of the things. I ate a lot of Ichiban, but you know a lot.
You
of
know
people,
what? I did that too. Ichiban is so cheap. And it's a quick thing that you can do, you can make. And it's really easy to make in a school cafeteria because there's always hot water.
Yep.
Yeah. Or a microwave.
Yeah. I can't remember what. But it's just, I remember.
I ate a lot of peanut butter and jam sandwiches.
Yeah.
And I lived with my cousin and we would make, it's actually the same pot that we have right now.
Okay.
We would make a huge pot of vegetarian stew. Mm-hmm. And so because we didn't put meat in it, it was less expensive.
Okay, yeah.
And then we filled it with lentils and vegetables mm-hmm. of all sorts.
Yeah, well, that's exactly that. That brings up a point. Like,
I could not eat any more of that right now, though. Honestly, I ate so much of that lentil stew that the thought of eating it right now makes me want to throw up. You eat it for days, right? You're not having like one different meal each day. No, you're eating lentil stew for like 3 or 4 days.
Well, that's the thing. Like one of the tricks I figured out was, okay, well, I make a big pot of something and then that would last me a week, literally a week. I'd be eating like the same dinner like every night.
Yeah.
And then you'd be like, okay, I'm sick of this. And then
I know. And you know what? I tried doing that last week. I made a really, really amazing Chinese food arrangement. And Eric was like, oh, the third day? No, I can't do it.
I can't do Chinese food on the third day. I'm sorry. I can do it on the second day, but not the third.
It was still good. The rice was still good.
Oh, no, man.
The other stuff was mushy.
But
anyway, the other way that I saved money is vintage shopping. Like when I was a teenager, the style, the fashion was that grunge look. And so you just go to Value Village. And Value Village was cheap then. Mm-hmm. Or else I found some other like secondhand stores that were even less expensive than Value Village. And, mm-hmm. and that's what I would buy, like for clothing. I never bought anything new except for when I got my student loan and then I bought new boots.
I remember. What was the most extravagant thing that you bought with your student loan?
I got $250 pair of black underground boots. They look like army boots.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were like 10 holes. So they went really high. Whoa. But $250 on a pair of boots.
Back then.
Holy shit. Yeah. And the thing is, I was so dumb. I really wanted them that day. And so I got the size 10 because I didn't have size 9.
So they're too big.
And so I thought, yeah, but I really, like I was going to a party that night and I really wanted to wear them.
My goodness.
So it's like, oh, yeah, these are fine. These are good. Sure.
I'll just put socks on.
Yeah, exactly. Next thing you know, like there was like a big crack in the sole because the boots were bending at the wrong spot.
Oh,
and,
no.
The people at the store was not very good at returning them. They're like, no, you have to return it to underground. Oh, yeah. So I'm going to go to London to return my $250 boots. Isn't that dumb?
I don't know. That's crazy.
Yeah. But that was the most extravagant. Oh, and then I went to Banana Republic and I bought like a really expensive, nice pair of black, like really nice black pants.
$250.
They were probably at least like $100 pants.
I bought a,
that's a lot.
I bought a computer with a student loan when I had
a, whoa, are you serious?
At the time it was like $1,000.
Holy shit. I never spent that much money.
Yeah. I somehow just, I was paying for it the rest of the year by living really modestly, I was a guy with a computer, so I was pretty happy about that. So,
is it a laptop?
No, it was the original. You remember like the original iMac that was like kind of like that blue green color and had like the hockey puck mouse. I don't know if you remember that.
I never paid this any attention to computers.
This is back in 1998.
Like the only ones I know of are the ones that have like the big apple on the side of it and they were different colors.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like those ones. Like,
yeah. So I had, yeah, it was one of those colored ones.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I got that and yeah. So, but let's get back to the topic again. Like I'm going to play a few clips. Maybe it'll get your creative juices flowing as to some of the ways that you save money. Here's some clips from a show called Extreme Cheapskates. Here's a lady and her way of doing laundry.
I don't do laundry. You have to pay quite a bit in quarters. So whenever I have dirty clothes, I try to wash them while I'm showering. Today I'm using a free sample of detergent I got. Okay, I need to get detergent and bleach onto my clothes before I put them in the shower to soak. And once I'm done showering, then I lather up the clothes. I almost never do laundry. I think the last time I did laundry was maybe 3 years ago. And I start wringing out these clothes.
So for the benefit of our listeners who can't see what we're seeing, this woman is just in the shower. She's doing her laundry in the shower while she's showering.
She's basically just soaking her t-shirt in the soapy water.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Don't, wringing it out. Use a dryer. Not only does the dryer waste money, but it shrinks clothes and it wears clothes out faster. You can keep your clothes looking newer for longer if you don't.
Well, that's, to me, like drying them, it's not really extreme, so to speak. It's just like, you know, if you hang dry clothes, yeah, I get it. I did that. Like, this brings up a memory of when I was in going through college. One of the things I did when I had no money is I do something very, very similar. I would wash my clothes in the kitchen sink. Similar idea. I would put laundry detergent in there, but I wouldn't, you know, but I just kind of.
Yeah, I would do it in the bathtub.
Yeah.
If I didn't have any money, because I lived in an apartment where you had to pay for it. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh man, I really want to wear this stuff. But now, then you got to go out and get loonies for the laundry machine. Or if somebody was using the machine and you're like, I don't feel like waiting for it.
Yeah.
It's not really that big of a deal, but you know, this lady here, she's just washing one shirt. But could you imagine as a family of three doing laundry like this?
That'd be
like, it's not time consuming. I mean, it's not. The amount of money that you'd be saving is not worth it, because it would be so time consuming to wash all of our clothing.
One thing I figured out when I was doing literally all my laundry like this is, if you lived in a small apartment and you're hang drying it, the amount of humidity which gets released just by especially
it just if it's, like, never dries.
Yeah, like especially to the winter time when you're not able to open windows, you come into your apartment and it's like.
Yeah, I think it works better if you live in a hot climate and you can actually hang your clothes up outside and stuff like that. I have no problem with that. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good idea.
All right. Moving along. Go ahead.
Sorry. I think for what's relevant for us now with saving money is like I do not believe in monthly payments. Like, a lot of people will go out and they'll buy something really expensive and then they'll have all these monthly payments, you know? And I think, like, we don't have any monthly payments at all like that. Like, we've never bought furniture where we've agreed to monthly payments, or we don't have a car where we've agreed to monthly payments on that. Cause I think what happens is people think, okay, well, yeah, I can totally afford that, like another $100 a month, but then they don't read the fine print of it being for like 5 years or 6 years or something, plus interest payments on top of that. It's just like
the same thing. People just always will just put it on the credit card, right? And they say, "Well, I bought it." Like, no, you have. Well,
yeah, but then you're
paying back your credit card company, and that's the person you're paying your monthly payments to.
Yeah, and if you can't afford to pay it in the full amount, you will be paying interest on it.
Oh yeah,
you know.
Don't tell me about fucking credit card interest. Ugh.
So, one of the things that I really, really, really like to do, if possible, and most of the time it has been possible for us, mm-hmm. is to save up money and then buy the item that we want.
I think that's, yeah, it's because then it's real, like, money.
Yeah.
It's
real. And like, and so you, and then the transaction is finished at that time.
Yeah.
You know, like, say when we went on vacation, like, we had the money to go on vacation. Yeah. We weren't paying for our vacation, you know, a year afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that makes you kind of like hate that experience, because then you're paying for it still.
Well, same with Christmas, right? Like, you know, a lot of people put themselves in crazy amount of debts and then be paying it off like January, February, March, et cetera, right?
Yeah.
It's just like, well, ugh.
And then so you're constantly like, you know, I think also when you just do something like right away, and even though you can't afford it, you just do it anyway. Mm-hmm. I think that there's that you're missing like the build up to going to this thing or doing this thing. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're saving up for a vacation for a year and you're like, we're going to save up, we're going to put this money aside. Actually, we should totally do this right now. That'd be awesome. Okay. Put this amount of money aside. And then when we've saved up enough money, like $2,000, then we'll go to Mexico, you know? And then so you're working on it for a year. And you're
thinking about it. You have a goal in mind, and then, you know.
Yeah. And then finally, when you go, you're like, oh, like, we've been waiting for this for this long. And it makes it more exciting. It makes it, instead of just like doing it and then paying for it afterwards.
Yep. I agree. So let's play one more clip from this show called Extreme Cheapskates. Okay. Let's do.
I remember. There was this one guy on this show, and
on this show,
yeah. And he was the cheapest person. Like, I'm like, this is a, I mean, obviously these are extreme people, but the one thing he would do is he would go to the butcher and he would ask for like the off cuts from the meat. Mm-hmm. So say instead of getting like for the fish, he would get the head of the fish with the bone and he would boil it or something to make.
Like a broth or something?
Yeah.
Well, okay, I guess if you're making like a soup.
Well, I don't remember what he made from it, but there's not very much meat on like the head of the fish. Mm-hmm. And other things, like other pieces of meat that people don't want.
Yeah.
And then he would buy it and it was really, really cheap. And I'm like, you know, you're kind of missing you're missing out if you're not getting like a good cut of meat.
Yeah. Now, Rochelle and I were talking about this a while back. Because before Beau came along, we lived downtown and we were, you know, based on the amount of money that we were making at the time, we somehow, like, we would end up spending, we're still living beyond our means. And I think, you know, we looking back on it now, we're thinking, well, where do we spend our money on? And one of the things that we determined was we ate out a lot. Like, you know, especially when we first kind of moved in together, we were living in our first place together.
Yeah. And our rent was so cheap.
It was so cheap.
I think it was like 600. Yeah. It was $600. We moved out because we were like, they're raising it to $700.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, I know. And then
it was a cute place, but it was,
is also, you know,
right on a busy street. And yeah, we would hear, what was it? The Red Mile, when the Red Mile happened after a hockey game thing happened. And we're right on that main street where everyone's like drunk, blowing those stupid hockey horns, flashing people. Like, and that, it wasn't very nice to be on that street.
So with that in mind, like when this comes to my, next money saving tip is, bring in lunch. You know, it doesn't seem like a lot.
Yeah.
And I may have been a hypocrite because I did buy lunch one time last week, but
that's one time. But if you think about it, okay.
At my old job, I would buy lunch all the time.
Yeah.
And it was just like, it doesn't seem like a lot, but you know, like $7 every day or every other day, like adds up to a ton of money by the time
Yeah, and you don't drink coffee, but if you put coffee on top of that, you know, so I remember going to Starbucks, and this only happened for a short amount of time. I was into those Frappuccinos.
Okay.
And then this guy I was working with, he looked at me and he said, do you know how much fat is in that?
What is, drink? Okay, here's a stupid question because I'm not a coffee drinker. What is
it? Okay, it's like an iced, creamy coffee Slurpee.
So it's like
a float? Whipped cream on top of it and chocolate on top of it.
So it's like a coffee float almost?
It's like a coffee Slurpee.
Okay.
It's like coffee mixed with ice, like a Slurpee.
Yeah.
And then there's a whole bunch of sugar in it and a whole bunch of cream in it and chocolate.
Cool.
It's really, really good.
Yeah. It sounds like it's super bad for you, but.
You know, like there was a moment, like maybe a month or something, where I was drinking one of these every day. And then I was like, oh, I don't want the small size anymore. I want the big size. And then that's when that guy, this like skinny gay dude who is kind of a bitch, actually a total bitch.
Hey, do you know how?
Do you know how much, do you know how many calories are in that? Do you know how fattening that is? And then I actually looked into it and I was shocked. I was like, holy shit, exactly. I need to stop drinking these. And plus they're $5.
What was the show we were watching yesterday where they were comparing, was it the granola bar to like six Oreos or something like that? Do you remember what they had, like, were you watching?
Yeah, but I don't remember what show. Was it? There's just
okay, news, I don't know what show,
it?
But like it was like
it the news?
This, I don't know, some show on CBC that you were watching.
Marketplace,
yes. Yeah. So, yeah, like it was like a granola bar, like six. But anyways,
oh, yeah, they were talking about like the different labels that they do on food and how they're misleading.
How there are bullshit. That's a topic for another show.
But you know what? We all know macaroni is not healthy. Really. Like, they can put healthy on a box of macaroni. You know, it's just fucking noodles and like processed cheese powder.
Yeah.
like, you got to be an idiot to think that it's actually healthy. Mm-hmm. Anyway, here's the cheapskate
movie
date extreme.
We should have watched this clip before we went to see the movie the other day. So
I can't believe Roy brought me to the movies. I haven't been to the movie in I don't know how long.
Oh, so nice.
Are you hungry?
Yeah, I've told you I wanted something to eat.
Popcorn. So, Mike, could I have a banana? It's a big waste of money to buy food at the snack bar or concessions in any movie theater.
Here.
Again, I don't see how this is extreme because we do this all the time.
Yeah, we do. I guess we are. Maybe we're extreme cheapskates.
Yeah,
because I was the one eating an apple in the movie theater.
And what else you bring? You brought?
I brought a granola bar, raisins, orange juice.
Yeah.
Keep it low.
Yeah.
People smuggle food into the movie theaters all the time. I don't like it, but they do it.
By bringing my own snacks, I save at least another $10.
Now it's time for my stuff.
You said you didn't want the apple.
I don't want an apple. I told you what I wanted when I came in. That I wanted popcorn, candy, or a drink or something.
Pretty insistent on that, aren't you?
Well, I'm in a movie.
All right. Let me go.
I'm in a movie with nobody else in the theater. The lights are totally up, and we're totally faking the situation.
Yeah, obviously.
It's like, okay.
Throw this away. My lucky day. Popcorn.
Okay, this is...
So he's grabbed.
It'll be good as.
He's grabbed a old used popcorn bag from the garbage and a used pop cup from the garbage. No. He's washing it out.
I know this movie theater gives free refills with their popcorn and soft drinks, so I found a few containers in the trash.
Appreciate it.
And surprised my loving wife. Can't beat free.
Okay, well, that I don't know.
Oh my goodness.
Well, okay.
That's
next level stuff.
Yeah, I totally get that. But yesterday when we went to the movie theater, I was looking at the prices and I was disgusted. Like it, excuse me, like that the movie theater we went to was a Landmark movie theater. And I think the one we went to previous to that was the Cineplex. And the Cineplex was less expensive.
Yeah.
You could get pop and popcorn for under $10.
Yeah.
But at the Landmark one yesterday, everything was
crazy
expensive. Like I think even just a medium drink and a popcorn was $11.
Yeah, we ended up
That's so dumb.
Okay, just put things in perspective. For my drink, my hot dog, and the small popcorn.
It was a snack. It was a snack combo that we got for our son. So it's a small popcorn and a small beverage.
Yeah.
And a little package of candies.
All their food was like $17.
Yeah. But do you notice how like I didn't get anything?
I noticed you didn't get anything.
But you still did. Bought a $4 hot dog.
It's the movie theater
and,
experience.
What, $10 drink?
Probably. Oh, man.
No, but you don't have to do that.
It's about the experience. We don't go to the movies often. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right. So there.
See, and that's how you don't save money, by having that attitude of yours.
Okay. Fine.
I deserve it, so I'm going to get it.
All right. Well, I'm not. We have one more clip for the show, but I'm not going to play it.
You know what I deserve?
What?
A Mercedes Benz.
Right.
Go get it for me right now.
Okay. Let's get into. Actually, before we get into some Eurovision news, we haven't done Craigslist or Kijiji in a while, but this is one that popped out, and in particular because it reminded me of. Well, I think it kind of speaks for itself. How about you?
What? Human gargoyle, $100,000 a year, 60 hours per week, 2 positions.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, I'm a very rich entrepreneur looking for two people around 150 pounds in weight to pose all day long as human gargoyles. What? The pedestal you will be perched on is 1 square foot, and you must remain there perfectly still for the entire shift, no matter what the weather. Lunch and bathroom breaks can only occur when there is absolutely nobody in the area. Being seen off your pedestal by anyone will get you terminated immediately. Costume and makeup are from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. Time posing as gargoyle will be 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Non-smokers preferred. Respond with your weight and build. No resume required. And this is from Nova Scotia, Halifax.
Dartmouth.
Yeah. Dartmouth. Someone has too much money and wants other people to be their slave.
You know, while part of me thinks this is completely ridiculous and completely crazy, there's another part of my brain which thinks I want to get to the point in my life where I could start paying people lots and lots of money to do stupid things. We have so much
I think that is so disgusting.
Yes, I know.
No, that's not good.
Well, I don't say I want to make people gargoyles. That's not my personal goal. But
to have so much money where you are going to do stupid shit like that, like, why doesn't he just donate or give $100,000 to a charity or something? Mm-hmm. Why do you have to be a dick about it?
For instance, here's where this thought came from. On my walk to work, there's this this store. It used to be this place called Excess Cargo, which is work, which has since closed up shop.
It's kind of like a huge discount store with random shit.
But anyways, they've moved out because the business closed, and now it's an empty 5,000 square foot space. I know because they have like the real estate signs seeing how many square feet. And I was every time I look past it, I see like this huge empty concrete space. I say to myself, I would like to be so rich where I could rent that space or lease that space, not open a store, not do anything with it, and just ride my bike around it and just could have all this empty space to do whatever I want, be my own.
Wouldn't that just be like fun for maybe a week and then you'd get bored with it?
Whatever. I want to be at the... Yeah, to me that would be just to do something so dumb. Like, you know, have no intention of ever opening up a business, but just using it for whatever you want.
That's so dumb.
No, it's awesome.
No, that is so dumb.
It is great.
You know why you don't have any money?
Why?
Because you're not thinking like an entrepreneur.
Because I'm thinking like
Because you're thinking like a child.
I know, basically, yeah.
You are. That's like from that movie with Tom Hanks, that big movie where he just rents out the loft apartment and puts a trampoline in it. That's what you want to do.
Basically, that's exactly what I want to do.
Okay. People who have money don't think like that, because people who have money are always thinking about how to get more money. Because the thing is, like, when you have money and then you spend money on a huge space like that.
Okay.
And then you don't make any money off of that.
All right,
then you're not going to have any money anymore.
Okay. I'll throw this back at you, Rochelle. So you had an unlimited amount of money.
Unlimited?
Okay, no, okay. $1 million. And the only rules are that you could not spend it on something practical. You could not spend it on anybody else. It'd have to be extravagant and it'd have to be silly. What would you do with it?
I don't like those rules.
No, but, you know, these are the rules. And that's the name of the game.
That's dumb.
Well, just go along with
fine.
It.
Fine. I would buy a treehouse.
Okay, perfect.
Like a real actual house in a tree that I could live in. And then I would buy
Now you're thinking like Eric. Now you're thinking.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I understand what you're saying, but this is not realistic.
I know, it's not realistic.
Okay, fine. And then I would buy... I've always really wanted to have a pool and a pool boy.
You're actually buying a human being to hang around you?
I would employ them. I would not buy them. I would employ them. And they would take care of the pool. And they would just be like a really, really hot young gay man to be my pool boy. Make me martinis.
Well, everybody has their dreams, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I mentioned it at the top of the show. And if you want to be our super best friends, here's how you do it. You go to our website, you sign up for a newsletter. It's that easy. You know how easy it is? You type in your email address. Do that, you get the inside scoop as to what we're going to be talking about, as well as other information. Secret stuff. For example, if you were signed up to our newsletter, you got to see a picture of Rochelle and I when we were first dating all those many
years. What? I don't remember that.
That picture, I took a picture of the...
Well, that nice picture.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, of the phone photo booth ones. Yes. Remember that?
I don't... Oh, maybe I didn't look at the email.
You don't even read her.
Eric, I live with you. Why don't you just tell me about this stuff?
I put you on the list.
You know what? Communication.
You know what I'm going to do?
Communication.
I'm kicking you off the newsletter list.
Fine. Why don't you just actually tell me what you're doing or show it to me before you do it?
If you want it so bad.
No.
You get to sign up.
No.
Like everybody else.
No.
They get all the
secrets.
Don't
be dumb. I already did sign up like everyone else. That's how I'm getting them.
Oh, you did. Yeah.
Yes, I did.
You did. Okay.
Okay, fine. Let's do some Eurovision. I want to hear some silly songs. Good songs, I'm hoping.
Anyways, go to our site and get our newsletter. So, Eurovision is only a few short months away. May 23rd is the date of the big grand finale. Now,
man, why did we have to give birth to our son at the same time as Eurovision? Just makes like two big things happening at the same time.
And speaking of big things, this is a huge announcement.
Or a week apart.
This is a huge announcement.
What? Are you pregnant?
Well, okay, we're having two big announcements today. That's one of them.
Eric is pregnant. With chocolate from Valentine's
Day. Yeah. Woo! No, you know what? I'm just going
to
let
What is your big announcement? You have to say it now. You can't just do that. Say it.
I don't have a big announcement, but
you just said.
Eurovision has a big announcement.
Oh, okay.
Jeez.
Man, I didn't understand that. I thought it was you.
Not me.
Okay. Then be more clear.
Okay.
Hello. Bonjour. Guten Tag. I'm Julia Zemiro, and I've got some very exciting news to share with you. This year at the Eurovision Song Contest in Vienna, Australia will be competing in the grand final.
What?
I know! Our song and artist will be revealed very shortly. Can you guess who it will be? No, it's not me. There'll be 40 countries, including Australia, participating this year. Will we have beginner's luck and make it to the top 10? That's all up to the viewers. And yes, Australia, this year, for the first time, your vote officially counts. Winning goosebumps just thinking about it. SBS have been broadcasting the Eurovision Song Contest for over 30 years. This year marks the 60th anniversary of the competition, and we are so excited to be a part of this celebration. Since 2009, Sam Pang and I have been going to Eurovision for SBS.
Australian Eurovision Song Contest. Big deal.
Oh my goodness, Eric, this will be our goal. This will be our purpose in life, will be to have this happen with Canada.
You were reading my mind because I was thinking.
We will be those people. We will bring it here.
Yeah. This is where it starts. This is ground zero for the...
We already are doing Eurovision party in Calgary.
This is
the... We haven't opened it up to the public. We might need to open it up to the public.
Yeah. You have to get our plans working here.
Yeah.
So Let's make this happen.
Because Canada, I mean, we used to be a part of the British.
Home of Celine Dion. Home of Brian Adams.
Celine Dion competed.
Home of Alanis Morissette.
Brian Alanis Morissette is getting an award.
Home of some sort. Nickelback. Home.
Ew.
I'm just saying Canadian. Saying famous Canadian. Home of
Arcade Fire.
Justin Bieber.
Really?
Yeah, he's from Ontario.
Home of Michael J. Fox, too, but he's not a musician.
No. Home of other bands.
Tragically Hip.
No, I'm thinking like world famous bands.
Tragically Hip is world famous.
No, they're Canadian famous.
No. Seriously? What about Sloan?
Canadian famous.
Canadian famous. Oh, that's too bad. They're
I'm
good.
Not saying they're bad bands.
I like Sloan.
I'm not saying Sloan's a bad band. I'm not saying that. So here's where it starts.
Journey Canadian?
They are from the States.
Oh.
Yeah. So, you know. Yeah. So let's make this happen. I don't know what this entails. Well, all I know is by Eurovision 2016, I want Canada to be officially competing.
But we have to do it in, like, it took 30 years.
We're 30 times better than Australia.
Oh, don't say that.
No, I know, because I know we have listeners.
But maybe Australia has opened the doors to other countries.
So I will give I will give Australia credit where it's due. They've kicked open that door wide open.
Thank you, Australia. And I'm excited to see who they're going to, because you know, this is going to make the other countries try harder too, because they probably really don't want Australia to win.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, we've been holding Eurovision parties for a few years, but I'm hearing like just more and more about it from people, you know, in North America who have nothing to do with, you know,
I think when I tell people that it's like American Idol minus all the pauses and commercials and you know, ridiculous judges saying stupid shit,
yeah.
then they're like, oh, that sounds good. I think I'd like that.
It's basically Pop Song Olympics European edition.
Yeah.
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 So there you go.
Oh, Eric, mixing up the beverages.
That's how I get
getting the party on in your pants.
That's how I get so entertaining. So let's start with a couple songs to listen to.
Yes, let's do it.
So we have...
Do we have the Australian song? Or?
No, they haven't announced it yet, but we do have Cyprus, Denmark, Iceland, Switzerland. That's it for it right now.
Switzerland. Let's do the Switzerland.
All right, let's have a listen to
this. They were really good last year.
Well, what was their song last year?
It was that, well, obviously, Blonde Lady. But it was one of the, I think they were in like one of the top 10.
Oh, why am I drawing a blank here? Anyway, so this is Melanie Renee.
Oh, no, sorry, that was Sweden. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Melanie Renee, Time to Shine. And this is her Time to Shine.
To Shine.
On a lonely road, so many stories I have once been told. No matter what they say, I will follow my heart. I think it's time for me to stand up and hold my ground. 'Cause I'm living my dreams, never been so alive. Don't matter if I'm wrong or right, I'm getting stronger every time I travel and to let it go. Take it one step at a time. I've met my ego, now it's time for me to let it shine.
I've learned to let it go.
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 I've learned to let it go. Now it's my time to shine.
As Switzerland's entry, Melanie Renee, Time to Shine.
I feel like last year's winner has opened the doors for all divas to be super diva-y.
You think this was one of those clips? Very diva-ish?
She was. She was doing exactly the same move, that the diva move from last year, where they do like point the finger up and then they go
swings around.
Yeah, like that.
Let's talk about the song.
Okay, and the song. If the song is not very good before you do the smoke effects and the laser beams, it's not going to be better with the smoke effects and the laser beams.
Okay, yeah, that's a very good point.
Yeah.
Because they brought that out, like, right off the bat.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you want that, you know, at the very sort of crescendo of, like, an awesome song.
Yeah, no, they were just doing it, like, it's all like, throughout.
It's like, okay, well. And
frankly, I feel like,
the song was kind of boring.
It was. And I think, like, this song could be awesome. There's something, like, it felt like she was, like, holding herself back from going bonkers with it. Because I think the singer can sing.
Yeah, she has a voice, clearly. But
yeah, but the song was just like very monotone.
Yeah, it was just kind of, yeah. Like, I would be surprised if that makes it out of the semifinals. And I will say this.
Yeah. It's just nice, but it's not memorable.
It's not memorable at all. And yeah. Switzerland.
Sorry.
So that is that. We have, well, again, we have Cyprus, Denmark, or Iceland. Again, your choice, Rochelle.
How about you? How about your choice, Eric? Well, how about you pick?
Well, let me try.
Or how about you use your laser beam from your head?
Okay.
No, and I'll sense what you're going to say. I will sense that you are going to pick
Iceland.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me try my best before I mangle this pronunciation. Maria Olaf's daughter, Unbroken. Okay, I did that all right. Let's have a listen. right.
That one was really good.
Really?
I liked it.
All right.
I think that one's going to be in the finals for sure.
All right. Maria Olaf's daughter, Unbroken, representing Iceland.
You didn't like it?
I don't know. Like, it didn't... It's not really hitting me, like, over the head. Like, this is an awesome song. I remember Iceland's entry from last year. Remember those guys in the colorful outfits?
Yeah, those guys were fun.
I didn't like that song so much at the time, but if I was comparing last year's entry versus this year's, I do prefer last year's entry. So,
really?
Yeah.
They're just so different. It's hard to compare. I think this song reminds me of the Denmark song, that one.
Yeah. Okay, I hear that.
Yeah.
A little less flute.
Yeah.
A little less.
But there still is the drum thing at the end. And the girls kind of, has this sort of hippie kind of...
Don't get me wrong.
Flower girl kind of a thing. She wasn't even wearing shoes.
No, she wasn't.
And then the girls dancing around kind of reminded me of the Sweden's entry, that one.
Mm-hmm.
The Euphoria. So I think this song has really good potential. I think it's good.
I think it will probably make it to the finals. I don't know how high it's going to make it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's funny because I remember every year that we talk about Eurovision, I'm usually pretty skeptical the first time I hear a song. I'm like, oh, I don't like it. But then there's certain songs which grow on me after a few listens. But
see, most of the time, like the one time that I predicted the song that was going to win, I heard it and right away I was like, yeah, this is the winner.
That's exactly.
Like, both of us, Euphoria, we were like, yeah, this is going
to
win.
Yeah. One thing to keep in mind is that the people who are voting, that's usually is the first
their
time
first
that
I've
ever hearing that song.
Yeah.
So you got to, imagine that I'm a voter on that night. I'm like, well,
if you don't like it right away.
Yeah, but again, it depends on all the people that we're listening to as well, too.
That's why things like last year with the Polish song, and it was just the video. Was just all tits, girls like milking cows with their tits bursting out in traditional outfits. So, of course, it's going to appeal to song, wasn't it? Like, didn't we read somewhere that if it was only up to voters, not to any people in the music industry, because it's 50-50, right? 50% music industry vote, 50% people.
The jury
if
vote
it was
in
just
like
a- the people, they would have, Poland would have won.
Yeah.
Because they showed tits. And it was funny.
I did like that song.
Yeah, see?
For all sorts of reasons.
All sorts, sure, yeah. Those girls were...
One, it was
were...
a good song, but it also didn't hurt that breasts were overflowing in dresses. It was like icing on the already good cake.
Already good cake. Oh, my goodness.
It's better than icing on garbage.
I wonder, why do you like Eurovision, Eric?
The boobs.
Yeah.
All right. I don't feel like playing two more songs, but let's play one more and then wrap this show up, shall we? I'll leave it up to you, Shell. Is it going to be either Denmark or Cyprus?
Denmark.
Denmark, it is. All right, so let's have a listen. This is anti-social media. Very clever title for a band. The Way You Are.
Sounds punk.
You would think, but...
Yeah. No?
Well, let's have a listen.
Summer's here. It's gone. Finally, I can see the sun every time you walk into the room, and all my fears disappear when I'm in your atmosphere. I don't know what it is you do, but you do.
Okay, that was Denmark's entry, anti-social media, which sounds like the name that like a 15-year-old angry teenager would make up for his band.
I know.
And think it was like the most clever thing ever. It's like, yeah, anti-social media. Okay. But apparently it's a Danish pop rock band. Who knew? Their song, The Way You Are. So, I don't know if I like this. And I don't know how well it's going to do because in the years that we've been watching Eurovision, do you remember like a band, like an actual band doing that well? Like, you know,
no.
As opposed to, you know.
There was that one that old dude Bosnia Herzegovina.
One of my favorite songs.
One of your favorite songs. And that was a band.
Well, he was fairly good. But it was like a band on stage. But
yeah. But they did fairly good. They got into the finals.
Yeah, I still love that song.
I'm not sure how well they placed in the final. Though, I can't
top
remember.
10, I think. I can't remember exactly.
But yeah, like. Oh, and then there was the Norway, the guy with a fiddle.
Yeah, but again,
that was a band.
Oh, the first year.
Yeah.
Oh, Alexander Rybak. Well, he was. I don't remember a band. I remember a bunch of guys doing like kind of.
There was a band, but there was also dancing, and there was dancers too.
Yeah, it's mostly dancers. Yeah. I would remember.
Yeah, but yeah, there's been a lot of bands that have been kind of doing similar things to this, and I don't remember them winning.
Yeah, I don't
like they do fine. People vote for them and stuff but
nothing like really like knock you over the head. Awesome.
Yeah.
So. I don't know. I am not entirely convinced this will get into the finals, but you know, we've only heard a handful of songs so far. So it's hard to say.
I get it that it's part of a pop song is to be repetitive, but they're just like this song. There's just nothing more to it than repeating a lot.
I felt the same way about the Iceland song we just listened to like a couple minutes ago.
That wasn't in English, so it didn't matter.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's not in the only language that matters, but when I understand the words.
No, but I didn't find it. I get it. Like, you know, at 2 minutes and like 34 seconds, I looked at the time and I was like, oh, this is pretty repetitive. Is it almost done?
Yeah.
I get that. But this song was even more so.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see how well they do on May 23rd. But yeah, I guess that is it for us, right?
Mm-hmm. Thank you for listening to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Rochelle. Don't forget to look at our website and sign up for our fantastic newsletter where you'll get cute little stories from Eric and me and updates on our show and themes that we're going to be using on our show. Is that the right word? Themes, topics, ideas. Yeah, something fun to be involved with.
Cool. We will catch you later.
Bye.
Bye.